It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Tyler Bass will try a 44-yard field goal to tie. The wind at his back. The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up. And no good. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline. 1:43 to go. Bass missing wide right from 44.
That was how it sounded last night right here on The Fan. Kevin Harlan with the call from Westwood One. Bills kicker. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Misses a game winner or a game tying field goal wide right. And man, you feel for Tyler Bass. Because I was glad to hear, I think both Jim Rome and Dan Patrick point out today that, you know, Bills offense could have done more. You know, for everybody who, and unfortunately there's going to be those losers out there that are going to run to social media and say awful, awful things about someone they've never met, never will meet, with no regard whatsoever for that person, that a 44-yard field goal in those conditions, no gimme whatsoever. Don't care how good your kicker is. There was that left-to-right wind going that direction in that game. You had seen it on previous kicks. And he just didn't strike that ball quite as well as he needed to. And unfortunately for him, you know, it adds to that infamous list of wide right field goals, you know, led by Scott Norwood years ago, decades ago now, for the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. And man, what a game, though. I mean, that one really lived up to it. Back and forth action. And it was a nice, pleasant doubleheader to tune into yesterday. Right here on The Fan of the NFL Divisional Playoffs. So figured in case you hadn't heard that one, as I mentioned from our friends at Westwood One Sports, Kevin Harlan on the call, that's where we'd start today on a Monday edition of Cole and Company. I am, of course, your host, Cole Bear, and coming at you from the Circa Sports Studio. Yeah, I told you late last week that we had an announcement, maybe not necessarily a formal one, but here's your informal announcement that we've partnered with Circa Sports. And you guys have heard me do business before with some sports books. And this is nothing against those books. But as time has gone along here, you know, a lot has been learned about this industry that became legalized, the sports gambling industry, not too long ago. And you go kicking over rocks and looking under them, you're going to find some stuff. Some good, some not so good, some downright terrible. And when it came to the opportunity of partnering with another sports book again, I wanted to do it with a sports book that I knew was doing things right. None of this is off a script. This is just me telling you. As someone who, thankfully, I don't have that bug to where I have to wager on a game to get into it. Therefore, I bet with a lot of moderation. I really do. I like to bet college football and college basketball when I do bet. Pretty much stay all the way off the NFL. I'll bet on the Super Bowl, of course. But this is a book that's doing things the right way. Circa Sports. It's the largest sports book in Las Vegas. when it comes to customer service. There's no comparison. They don't. You don't have to deal with a bunch of chat bots. If you tweet at them or X at them, somebody in like 15 minutes, a real person will tweet or X back at you. Or if you're getting in touch with them through the app, like I said, no chat bots. You're going to be talking to a real person, the same people that are running that sports book out there in Vegas, the largest sports book in Vegas. And they've got high betting limits. If you're someone out there who's had a lot of success in the past with hitting some big parlays and you've had to deal with your account getting frozen, this happens to a lot of people. If you're not familiar with this, Circus Sports is not a sports book that just because you cashed a few big wins, they're going to put a hold on your account and assume that something is up. They're not doing that. Other books are. Also, they've got tight money line splits. Like the way you remember it, if you remember offshore betting before this all was above board and legalized, you got to pay your juice to the house, right? So if you're betting a dollar, you got to bet $1.10 to get a dollar back. That 10 cents goes to the house. Ever since this was all legalized, it pretty much debuted at every other book that you're not paying $1.10 to get a dollar back on your bets. You're paying $1.15 or $1.20 most times. Circus Sports, they're doing it the right way. It's, as you'll hear me say, maybe I've heard already today, it's sports betting the way it should be. And it's those tight money line splits, 110, minus 110, and that's on straight bets and parlays, because I know so many people are into the parlay stuff. I really don't do it too often because, you know, the experienced sports bettors, not that I'm one of those or that good at it, say that, you know, parlays are kind of a fool's errand, but I totally understand the appeal of them. And I think it's really cool that given that appeal, it's not just minus 110 on straight bets, it's minus 110 on parlays as well. So check them out. Download the Circus Sports app. You can go to circussports.com, find out more information. So download it. Give it a try. I tell you, I've been over the moon pleased with my short experience I've had so far with Circus Sports. So starting there, and really happy that among our partnership that they've sponsored the studio. So coming at you from the Circus Sports Studio, a Monday edition of Cole & Company. However you are tuned in, appreciate it very much. You got options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us on that Zuck machine. Hit the like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into said Facebook feed, what's not to like. And bookmark the website. That's where all sorts of that local, statewide sports content, including national sports content, originates from. Audio on demand found there, including the podcast of this show, your Waterloo Blackhawks minutes, and a lot more, 1650thefan.com. Save the number in your phone if you're ever compelled to dial in with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show your questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Don't be shy. Send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com. All right, here's what's on the agenda today. We'll get to area sports news and scores for your Monday here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back in the second segment. And John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, will join us for his weekly visit. We'll get John's thoughts on the 1-1 week that was a week ago for the Cyclone men's basketball team, splitting a pair of road games against two top 25 opponents, losing at BYU and then winning on Saturday at TCU, holding on to win without Taman Lipsey. We'll be sure to ask John about Taman Lipsey's shoulder injury. What's the latest there? So plenty to get to with John in the next segment of today's show, and you'll hear him again later tonight here on The Fan, the Cyclone Coaches Corner, from 6:30 to 8 tonight on The Fan. So we'll ask John, while we got him, what's on the itinerary for the Coaches Corner tonight. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break. In the third segment, got a whole bunch of audio I want to bring you from Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groan, senior standout guard Grace Knutson, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter, UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, and Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries. So that's the plan for segment three. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on this Monday and wrap up the show. So let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Saturday, a memorable day for Cedar Falls athletics. The Cedar Falls girls wrestling team won the inaugural Mississippi Valley Conference tournament. The Tigers crowned four individual champions. Also on Saturday, in boys swimming at the Mississippi Valley Conference meet, Cedar Falls' John Butler set school records in the 100 and 200 freestyle. Butler was named the MVC Mississippi Division Athlete of the Year. And Tigers senior Grace Knutson broke two school records Saturday afternoon as the girls' basketball team defeated Iowa City West 83-43. Knutson scored 44 points, including 13 three-pointers. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro basketball, the Waterloo West boys visit Cedar Rapids, Washington, while the Wahawk girls play host to the Warriors. And the Waterloo Columbus Catholic boys and girls have a varsity doubleheader at home against Waterloo Christian. In boys and girls wrestling, the Cedar Falls wrestling teams each have home duels against Cedar Rapids Prairie. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released its third basketball rankings of the season. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls is up a spot, now ranked 8th. In 3A, Waverly-Shell Rock boys continue to be ranked 3rd. And in 2A, Hudson up a spot to number 3, while Grundy Center goes from 10th to 9th. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson became the all-time winningest coach in Missouri Valley Conference history Saturday night. Jacobson secured his 188th MVC win as the Panthers defeated Southern Illinois, passing Hall of Fame coach Henry Iba. The record had stood for 68 years. UNI is back in action tomorrow night at home against Evansville. Pregame coverage of that one begins on 93.5 The Mix at 6:30 tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Belmont slipped past the UNI women's basketball team 72-67 yesterday at McLeod Center. The Bruins had a 36-31 lead at halftime. We're up 56-49 going into the fourth quarter. UNI made several runs, got as close as 2 points with 21 seconds left. Belmont hung on for the win. Grace Buffelli led UNI with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Maya McDermott added 14 and scored her 1,000th career point in the second quarter. UNI is now 4-2 in the Missouri Valley and 5-10 overall. Also yesterday in women's college basketball, Cody McMahon had a career-high 33 points and 12 rebounds as number 18 Ohio State rallied to stun second-ranked Iowa 192 in overtime. The Buckeyes trailed by as many as 12 points in regulation, but forced the extra period tied at 83. The loss snapped the Hawkeyes' 15-game winning streak. They are now 18-2 and 7-1 in the Big Ten. Ohio State was able to withstand a huge game from Iowa All-American Caitlin Clark. She scored a season-high 45. Hawkeyes back in action on Saturday when they play host to Nebraska. And that Iowa women's basketball team, as you might imagine, down in this week's AP Top 25, down three spots to number 5 in this week's poll. South Carolina remains top-ranked. Iowa State received 14 votes, but not enough to crack the rankings. That was third most among teams receiving votes. And the Iowa State men's basketball team has moved up a spot in this week's AP Top 25. Cyclones up to number 23, one spot from a week ago. Iowa State, one of six Big 12 schools ranked. Nine Big 12 schools have received votes in this week's poll. Iowa State back in action on Wednesday when it plays host to Kansas State. Of course, you'll hear that game right here on The Fan. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8 on Wednesday. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back on the other side with Iowa State play-by-play voice John Walters. That's next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan. Here's Dan Beyer.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan revealed that there is no fracture in the injured shoulder of wide receiver Deebo Samuel, but they don't know his status for the NFC Championship game against the Lions. Shanahan saying they'll know more when they start practicing on Wednesday. ESPN quoted a source within the Niners as saying that it was 50-50 Samuel would play against Detroit. Detroit signing free agent tight end Zach Ertz. He's going to be on their practice squad, but there are expectations he'll be activated prior to the NFC Championship game. The Lions will be without guard Jonah Jackson, who needs surgery on his injured knee, suffered a slight meniscus tear in yesterday's win against Tampa, and will not play against San Francisco. Good news for the Chiefs on guard Joe Tooney's injured pec muscle. A strain, according to the NFL Network, is what an MRI revealed. He has not been ruled out of their game against the Ravens coming up in the AFC Championship game. Celtics one of Kristaps Porzingis tonight against the Mavs. Cubs Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg announced he's battling prostate cancer.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Kansas City Chiefs with an upset of the Buffalo Bills, 27-24, as a 2.5-point road underdog at Highmark Stadium. The Chiefs open as a 3-point road dog at Baltimore in the AFC title game at M&T Bank Stadium Sunday. Total 45.5. The Chiefs have won five straight games as an underdog. In the NFC title game, Lions +7 at the 49ers. Chicago Blackhawks, a $3.40 dog at Vancouver today, -435, 6 over at Rogers Arena. And the Kansas Jayhawks are laying 9 at home against Cincinnati at Allen Fieldhouse today, 145.5. So, for the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy with fog tonight with a slight chance for a mix of rain and freezing rain. Lows around 31, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation again tomorrow, 35. A dusting of snow tomorrow. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up later tonight from 6:30 to 8 here on The Fan. And, of course, John Walters will be hosting. We'll get the details on what's on the itinerary here in a little bit as John is kind enough to join us now on the show. John, thanks for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing well. I would say that Iowa State fans, they got to be doing well between the men's basketball team split in a really tough week of road games against two top 25 opponents. And then we got Cyclones nearly all over the place when it comes to who's left standing in the NFL playoffs, John.
Yeah, that's been really fun to, you know, follow. And having six guys on six different teams among the eight teams that played this past weekend was really cool. And three of the six have advanced on. And so, you know, the way I'm looking at it, there's for sure you're going to have one Cyclone in the Super Bowl, whether it's David Montgomery or Brock Purdy, but you could have two if Charlie Kohler's able to get in there from the AFC with the Ravens. So there's going to be some Cyclone representation in the Super Bowl, and hopefully one of those guys can win a ring. That'd be a really cool thing. I think Kelechi Osemele might have been the last Cyclone former player to win an NFL championship, and that was with the Ravens. So it'd be really fun to see one of those guys claim a championship.
Since we're talking about former Cyclones in the NFL, John, it's really been something to see how much of a lightning rod of conflicting analysis that Brock Purdy has provided the talking head community that is the NFL analysts. What do you make of it? I mean, can we even begin to put our finger on this? Why Brock is like I mentioned, just such a lightning rod for whether or not people think he's a big reason why the Niners have had their level of success, or he's just a spoke in the wheel?
Yeah, that's a really hard one to figure out. I think most people love an underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the ultimate underdog story. You know, a guy that was Mr. Irrelevant picking the draft. But I think a part of it too, Cole, especially in today's day and age, and that makes me sound really old just even saying that expression, but I'm just going to say it anyway, that we're so social media driven, and we're so I have to prove that I'm more right than you are driven, that everybody wants to be right. And so, you know, if they said coming out of college they didn't think that Brock Purdy would be a good NFL quarterback, then they're going to continue to say it, and they're going to find every incompletion they can to prove their point. And but ultimately, he will win those people over, because the more he wins, you know, if he can walk away from his NFL career with a Super Bowl championship or two or three, man, that would be awesome. I'm certainly not going to say that he can't do that, for sure. And if he does, that will silence all the doubters. So nothing works better than just continuing to perform well. And the beauty of it is Brock doesn't pay attention to any of that.
You're right.
You know, that's a great thing, is that he does not get on social media. He doesn't care about it. And so it's not going to affect him. And I think that's one of the things that his teammates love about him so much. And if I had my choice between, you know, Trent Williams loving Brock Purdy and Jerry from Urbandale loving Brock Purdy, I'm going to pick Trent Williams.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick, you know, McCaffrey. And I'm going to pick Debo Samuel. And those guys all love Brock Purdy.
Right.
So, you know what? More power to anybody that wants to say he's not a great quarterback. That's just fine. His play is continuing to prove otherwise, and it will continue to prove otherwise.
Yeah, he's got the right guys in his corner, that's for sure. John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network. Follow him on X at JW Cyclones TV, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, John, let's shift gears, talk about TJ Otzelberger's Cyclone men's basketball team. Let's start with last Tuesday's loss at BYU, a game that we previewed when you were on the show a week ago at this time. Man, impressed by BYU. That's a team that, like so many teams, you know, they're not perfect. They have their flaws. But, man, when they're good, they're really good. Like, they're a freight train when they're making their shots from the perimeter. It's a team that in March, like I mentioned, John, if they're shooting it, not many teams are going to be able to stand in the way of them. I was really impressed with the Cougars.
Yeah, they're good. There's no question they're good, and they're especially good at home. They've got a great home court advantage. They have about an 18,000-seat arena, and it was full. That was a really big game for them. That was a big deal for them. And Iowa State's got to get used to that. You know, they're a ranked team now. They're going in with a target on their back, and that place was really amped up to try to beat Iowa State, maybe especially because of what Iowa State had done to them in football and women's basketball already. But, you know, that was a very amped-up crowd. And they played great. You know, they made shots. They forced Iowa State into turnovers, which was really uncharacteristic for Iowa State to be the team turning it over and not able to turn them over very often. And then they really got out, ran, and you know, got the score in kind of the tempo that they wanted. We talked about on your show last week. I thought if the game was in the 70s, it'd be a tough win for Iowa State. And sure enough, you know, TCU or BYU not only scored 70, they scored 87, which is the most that one of TJ's teams have ever given up. But even when it was, I think, 39-35 at the half, you're thinking this game is not at the pace that Iowa State wants it. It's too fast. And it kind of felt to me, even at that point, Cole, like, you know, Iowa State's, they could easily lose this game by 20. And then they could easily turn around and beat this same team by 20 in Hilton Coliseum. And it won't surprise me at all if something like that happens. But on that night, they were by far the better team. They deserved to win. And Iowa State, to their credit, was able to go back to the drawing board and figure a few things out and come back with a win the following game.
Yeah, they get that win at TCU on Saturday, John. And they hold on for dear life to get that win without Taman Lipsey, who was out with the shoulder injury. And, you know, credit to them, because that was a team that, as you illustrated on the broadcast, you could tell that 30-plus minutes that Taman Lipsey brings to each game, that was catching up a bit with those guys down there in Fort Worth.
Well, I think that's a great point you just made, because, you know, not only with Taman do you miss the scoring, which he's your leading scorer, the rebounding, he's your leading rebounder, the assist, he's your leading assist guy, the steals, he's number two in the nation in steals. You miss all that stuff. You miss the intangibles. You miss the ability to have that point guard with the ball in his hands at the end of the game that can help to put the game away. But more than anything, you just miss those 30-something minutes. He leads the team in minutes, too. And so you've got to make up for that with other guys and guys that were putting out tremendous effort. So I just think Iowa State was pretty gassed by the end of that game. But you know what? They held on for dear life, as you said, and got a great road win against a top 20 team, a team that kind of got punched in the mouth early in that game, and you knew they'd respond, and they did. They're a veteran team. They're really good. And they had been undefeated on their home floor, 9-0. And they had a sellout crowd, in fact, more than what they list as their capacity. They had 7,700 there. They had signs up even on the football video board when we drove in. There was a big they created a logo that said "Protect Fort Dixon," you know, and they were fired up about this game. And so for Iowa State to go in there, land that first punch, be up 19 in that game, really forcing turnovers, doing what they want to do, and then getting out and running off that, I thought was great. The effort on the offensive glass was really good to go get some second chance points.
Yes.
And I just thought Iowa State played lights out. And it was so impressive to do that without Taman Lipsey. In my opinion, if he's not the best point guard in the Big 12, he's certainly in that discussion. I don't know who's better, but he is really, really good. And so to not have him, you see it happen in sports sometimes, Cole. We talked about it last week. We've seen it. I mean, BYU did this when they didn't have one of their best shooters, Tevin Nell, was not available for that game. Well, there are other guys circled the wagon. And Spencer Johnson, who hadn't been shooting well, scores 26 points. And a couple other guys that hadn't shot it particularly well shot it well that night. And they found a way in the short term to overcome that injury. And Iowa State did the exact same thing to TCU. So it was great to see the guys do that. Terrific win. And hopefully you get Taman back this week and you go on. And hopefully those guys that got those extended minutes, because he was not in there and available, continue to play as well as they played. Because I think that was a real shot in the arm for those guys. To have that kind of performance.
Yeah, Curtis Jones stands out for sure, getting ample minutes, 33 of them in the win against TCU, 7 steals for Curtis Jones in that game. I mean, that's remarkable, 4 assists to 1 turnover. Maybe that's something, like you mentioned, John, that could bump up his play a little bit, because if he's able to provide just a little bit more off that bench when Taman Lipsey returns, that'd be a big development. And speaking of Lipsey and that shoulder injury, you mentioned maybe he's able to come back this week. Any update whatsoever? What's the last we've heard on Taman's injury?
I did ask TJ about that today, and he said he's still day-to-day. They're optimistic, they're hopeful that he'll be able to come back, but they're not sure yet. He hasn't practiced yet. So until he's able to practice, it's hard for them to make a judgment. But hopefully he can get back to practice tomorrow and be ready to go on Wednesday night. It would certainly, like I said, sometimes it's a short fix, a short-term fix to be able to circle the wagons and rally without your best player, but you sure don't want to have to make a habit of it. You'd love to be at full strength for Kansas State and Kansas, and hopefully he's ready to go. I'm optimistic that he'll be able to play, but we'll see. And if he does, I think, especially as you know, just said, if Curtis Jones can continue to play like that,
yeah.
If Keyshawn Gilbert keeps playing like that, you get solid minutes from Jackson Pavelski, all of a sudden you've got something really special there in your guard court. And I think Iowa State can have a great, great week, especially if Taman's able to play. A
couple more minutes here with John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. We did get to see Omaha Ballou in the win at TCU. Just 6 minutes, but he come in and he made a couple baskets, John. I understand it's the smallest of samples, but in terms of what he was asked to do in that game, he did it really well.
He did. That was great to see that, you know, and they needed 5 minutes of relief for you know, because both Rob Jones and Hassan Ward had four fouls in that game. And so they really needed somebody else to kind of step in and provide some minutes down there in the paint. And Omaha did a terrific job with that. And so, yeah, I think a really big step forward for him, hopefully, and, hopefully he continues to build on that and have more good games. You know, I think the opportunities haven't really been there for him as much as maybe we anticipated, but TJ's going to play his top nine guys, and Omaha hadn't been in his top nine to that point. Well, with Taman out, there was a door open there for him to be in the top nine. He went out there and took advantage of it and played really well, and hopefully he continues that. It would be great to see them be able to continue to get a couple good minutes out of him every night.
Cyclone Coach's Corner, as I mentioned at the top, John, coming up from 6:30 to 8 tonight here on The Fan. What can you tell us is on the itinerary for tonight's show?
We've got Noah Wolf as our guest co-host, and Noah's the voice of Cyclone Women's Basketball, Cedar Falls native.
Yep.
And he will be joining me, and then we'll have Bill Fenley along. Of course, his team had that the forfeit victory over TCU, which was really a strange situation, but you know, they made the most out of a negative situation. They had a game watch party to watch the men's team beat TCU. So they really turned it into a positive. So we'll have Bill Fenley on 6:30 to 7:15, and then from 7:15 to 8, we'll visit with TJ Osterberger.
Sounds great, John. We'll look forward to the show. Thanks so much for your time, as always, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you, John. John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network, kind enough, as always, to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, good week for the Cyclones, especially considering, you know, you kind of got your back against the wall on your road trip going from BYU to TCU, and you don't have Taman Lipsey, as John said, leader in points, leader in steals, leader in assists, leader in rebounds. That's big shoes to fill. Keyshawn Gilbert and Curtis Jones did a great job stepping up when that team needed it on Saturday and just eking out that win at TCU. That could prove to be a big one when it comes time for the NCAA tournament. And what I would imagine is Iowa State playing for, you know, how good of a seed. It's a lot left. I know I'm not trying to jinx anything. A lot of time left in the Big 12 conference regular season here. And a lot can happen in what is, I think, obviously the best conference in college men's basketball. But TJ Altzberger's team, I stay confident in them and what they're going to be able to accomplish this season, and that TCU win could make the difference on one line to a different seed line come tournament time. But yeah, a lot to take care of between now and then, but a good week nonetheless. Not a great week, but a good week, a real good week last week for the Iowa State men, splitting a pair of top 25 road games. All right, let's take this next time out. Before we do, I want to tell you about how you can make dreams come true. It's at the 25th annual charity auction to benefit Magical Mix Kids this Friday. Doors open at 5 for this casual come-as-you-are event at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls. Again, it's a doors open at 5 p.m. come-as-you-are casual event at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls. Enjoy a meal, desserts, beer tasting. There's over 200 silent auction items, and a live auction begins at 8 on Friday night. Tickets are $25 in advance and available at Remax Concepts or right here at the station on 721 Shirley Street in Northwest Cedar Falls. This helps chronic and terminally ill children in the Cedar Valley. Your attendance does at the 25th annual charity auction to benefit Magical Mix Kids this Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls, presented by Remax Concepts and Koloff Media. All right, let's take this time out now. We'll get you a Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side and got a whole bunch of audio to bring you. Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Grohn, senior standout Grace Knutson, Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, UNI coach Ben Jacobson, and Drake coach Darren DeVries. We'll try to get it all in. That's next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa State men are up a spot to 23rd in the latest Associated Press basketball poll. The Cyclones are 3-2 in the Big 12, 14-4 overall. They'll host Kansas State Wednesday night. Drake coach Darren DeVries says improved shooting is a big part of the Bulldogs' current four-game win streak. During the last 2 weeks, the Bulldogs have connected on better than 40% from three-point range, and DeVries says several new players are gaining confidence.
The guys just getting a little more comfortable, knowing where their shots are coming from. With all the new guys we had, I thought that just probably took a little while longer, but certainly feel like, especially the new guys, are you know, just more comfortable in where they're getting their shots from.
The Iowa Hawkeye women have dropped three spots to fifth, the latest AP Top 25. The Hawkeyes had their 15-game win streak snapped with Sunday's 192 overtime loss at 18th-ranked Ohio State. Iowa State dropped out of the poll this week after a loss at Texas Tech. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Mentoring matters. By becoming a mentor today and taking the time to show up for Iowa's young people, you are investing in a more connected tomorrow. As a mentor, you'll create relationships that lead to stronger communities and make an impact in more ways than you can imagine. Mentoring creates deeper relationships that the next generation will use to inspire a brighter tomorrow. Make a difference and become a mentor at iowamentoring.org. That's iowamentoring.org. A message from Iowa Mentor and Iowa HHS.
Valkirk & Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Our attorneys have the experience and history of success to make insurance pay what's fair.
After an accident, it's most important for you to focus on your medical treatment and following your doctor's orders. Instead, many injured Iowans are forced to deal with multiple insurance companies, a car insurance company trying to get a recorded statement from you, or even your health insurance company trying to gather endless amounts of information to protect their own interests. But by hiring a personal injury attorney, you can focus on your healing. At Valkirk & Holm, the first thing we do is contact the insurance companies on your behalf. We take over the communication so that you can focus on your healing. No need to worry about paperwork or what to say or what not to say. We'll deal with the insurance companies for you. It's what we do.
For a free consultation, visit ValkirkHolm.com. Valkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
When everything changes for you, call me, Alex Peaton, your Shelter Insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Cedar Falls girls basketball team got an impressive win on Saturday at home, 83-43 against Iowa City West. Standout senior Grace Knutson, a Drake commit, had 44 points in that win. She outscored Iowa City West herself. She had 13 threes in that game. Here is Grace Knutson with her thoughts on breaking those records.
I mean, it means a lot. Just have the coaches just believe in me, my teammates believe in me. You know, I feel like I'm just able to take this program to where we want to go, and I'm just super happy that I have the support to do it and everyone that believes in me to do it.
Next asked Grace Knutson the reason behind the Tigers' current 11-game winning streak.
I like it. You know, we're getting up and down fast. We're being aggressive on, like, defense. You know, the offense, you know, we still got to work on. We still got to be fast. We can't just rely on set plays every time. We got to get our motion down. But, you know, it's a work in progress. We just take, like, one game at a time.
And here's Coach Greg Groen talking about Knutson breaking those two records.
Yeah, I mean, that's some records that have been in for a while, at least the points per game, and that's a great accomplishment for her, and you know, just kind of rates right up there with a lot of the other things that she's been doing this year. So, you know, it's kind of fun to give her that opportunity. There's not many times and that you get an opportunity to do that, so it was neat that she was able to break that.
Going from high school girls basketball to college women's basketball, the Iowa women had their win streak snapped at 15 yesterday by Ohio State, who outscored the Hawks 17-9 in overtime. 18th-ranked Buckeyes got a 192 victory in Columbus. It was a game Iowa led by 12 early in the fourth quarter.
We had a 12-point lead at Ohio State with 9 minutes left, and you know, we didn't shoot the ball as well as we're maybe capable of. We took a lot of threes today, probably too many threes, especially that they were in foul trouble. So learning from that and getting back into that attack mindset versus settling for the three.
That's, of course, Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Caitlin Clark had a season-high 45, but the Hawks had no answer for sophomore forward Cody McMahon, who had a career-high 33 points and 12 rebounds.
She was just too much for us. We couldn't really figure out a way to guard her. I really thought her players were straight up a lot of times, and, you know, obviously they were drawing the fouls. So she's a spectacular player. Obviously a 12-point lead with 9 minutes left in the game. Disappointed that it went into overtime, and then they pretty much dominated overtime.
Molly Davis continued her strong play for the Hawks, finished with 14 points and 8 assists.
They're obviously aggressive offensively. I mean, Cody going downhill, she's tough to stop, and I also think the offensive rebounds that we gave up, I think we got killed on the boards tonight, and I think that's ultimately what made the difference in the game down the stretch.
That was Iowa's first loss in the Big Ten. They're now 7-1 in conference play, 18-2 overall.
That's obviously a game that we want to win. But obviously with every loss, there's some valuable lessons to learn. I mean, they're a really good team, and we'll see them on senior night. So that's a little bit motivation moving forward.
To college men's basketball, Drake coach Darren DeVries says improved perimeter shooting is a big part of the Bulldogs' current four-game winning streak. During the last 2 weeks, the Bulldogs have connected on better than 40% from distance. The Dogs have a share of the Missouri Valley Conference lead right now, with a 7-1 record.
I thought we had a really good shooting team, and we were about, you know, 15 games into it, and we hadn't shot it great consistently. So this is a little bit more of what I thought we would look like. Now I'm just hoping that continues as we you know, get deeper and deeper into conference play here.
And DeVries adds that it's several new players gaining confidence in their shooting stroke.
The guys just getting a little more comfortable, knowing where their shots are coming from. With all the new guys we had, I thought that just probably took a little while longer. But certainly feel like, especially the new guys, are you know, just more comfortable in where they're getting their shots from.
The Bulldogs return to action Wednesday night at Missouri State. We go to the UNI men's basketball. Coach Ben Jacobson met the media today to look back on Saturday night's history-making home win against Southern Illinois, in case you missed it at the top of the show, or on Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson between 6 and 8 today. Coach Jake broke a 68-year-old record held by Naismith Hall of Fame coach Henry Iba for the most wins all-time in the Missouri Valley Conference. Coach Jake surpassing Iba's 187 wins with that win on Saturday night against Southern Illinois with his 188th. Coach Jake today discussed his team's current streak, having won 8 of their last 9, and he also spoke about tomorrow night's home game against Evansville. I began by asking Coach Jacobson, what stuck out in your film study, Coach Jake, watching Saturday night's win against Southern Illinois?
What I liked most about the game was that our guys fought through all of the struggles, if you will, offensively. It was not an easy game. It was a really hard basketball game. And they kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and got her tied, and then got enough of a lead that we were in great position coming down the stretch. Just love the fact that we stuck with it in a hard offensive game.
Nate Heisey's been playing outstanding lately. I would imagine he's going to end up being this week's Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week for what he did a week ago in a couple games for the Panthers. Maybe it goes to somebody else, but he's got to be right up there among the top guys from a week ago. And part of that success for Heisey has been more set plays being called for him where he's the primary ball handler. I asked Coach Jake about that today, and tell us it's looked really good, but what's all gone into that?
Yeah, he's done such a great job of it's helped him as he's developed and grown through the year. It's helped him when he knows that the ball is going to be in his hands, when he knows that he's responsible for that possession, or at least the start of that possession, right? And whether he shoots it or he passes it, he doesn't care, right? But when it's in his hands and he's responsible for starting the action or getting us started to a quality possession, he's more aggressive, right? And when he's more aggressive, he's like a lot of guys. You're playing with a little more confidence. You're a little harder to deal with when you're in that type of mentality and in that mode. And what I most impressed with the last 3 basketball games, the aggressiveness, the mentality, but his passing. Right? He's got, his size is much more like AJ's. Right? They're different players, very different players, but in terms of their size. So now you get into those situations and you can see over some defenders. Right? Bowen's really good at getting himself, if we can get him freed up, right? His ability to score the basketball. He's also good at passing the ball, but it's a little harder when they commit 2 defenders to Bowen because of his size, right? When you commit 2 defenders to Nate, he can see over the top of a lot of that. So I've been really impressed with his the mentality and the way that he has passed the basketball for us. And he's got, 24 and 22 on the road, and I don't know what he got the other night, but he's scored a lot of points the last 3 games. But I've just been really impressed with his passing.
Coach Jacobson, your team has won 8 of its last 9 games, so what's the priority in practice right now?
Yeah, we've spent, the last 10 days, we've spent more time walking through and introducing things ahead of practice, probably 20 minutes worth of that. We've added that to our practices. And we're finishing our practice with the same thing, anywhere from 12 to 20 minutes of review then of what we have done, okay? Scouting of the opponent and also our stuff offensively. So we're doing that at the front and the back of practice, which has been added here, like I said, probably 10, 12 days ago. That's been good for us. We're still doing, it's a little bit shorter, Cole, but the today was 45 minutes. We're still asking the same thing. Right? We're doing one-on-one, guard the ball. We're doing 4-on-4. Get in front of the ball, put your chest on them, compete. We're still asking the same thing. But it was 45 minutes today instead of maybe an hour and, an hour and a half right after Christmas. Maybe an hour, 2 hours after Christmas. That got back to an hour and a half when we started playing some games again. So the time of that will change, but we have to have the competition at practice. That's been really good for this group.
And meanwhile, the Panthers are going to play host to Evansville tomorrow, a team behind them in the Valley standings, but a team that got the best of them in an early conference matchup in overtime in Indiana. So, Coach Jacobson, given the run of success your team is on and the fact that the Purple Aces got the best of you last time, What's it going to take to avoid a letdown?
Yeah, you just need more, right? You gotta want more. And that's when you asked me that, Ethan. That's the first thing that hit me. Like, you gotta want more. And I think these guys do, right? The way they've practiced, the way we played on that road trip, the hard game we just played with Southern, like, you just gotta want more. And so you come and you play better Tuesday, right? And you don't think about some of the other stuff that you mentioned, which is real, right? What you mentioned is it all happened and it is real. It's over, right? You got to want more. And so I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
And pregame coverage of you and I hosting Evansville begins at 6:30 tomorrow night on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 7. All right, let's take this final timeout on your Monday. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during the break. Come back on the other side and wrap up the show.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Lions took down the Bucks 31-23 to advance to their first NFC Championship game since the 1991 season. Jared Goff with 287 yards and a pair of scores as the Lions will now travel to Santa Clara to face the 49ers for the NFC title. For the Bucks, Baker Mayfield threw for 349 yards and 3 touchdowns, but threw 2 crucial interceptions, one to Derek Barnes with under 2 minutes to go to seal the game. In the AFC, Tyler Bass missed a potential game-tying field goal with under 2 minutes left as the Chiefs eliminated the Bills 27-24 to advance to the AFC Championship. Patrick Mahomes threw for 215 yards and 2 scores. Mahomes and the Chiefs will face the Ravens in their 6th straight AFC title game appearance. The Bills' season ends in the divisional round for the 3rd consecutive year. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more, up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Frog and boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After being selected as Mr. Irrelevant in the 2022 NFL Draft, Niners quarterback Brock Purdy has been heavily scrutinized. The team's performance in this weekend's divisional round matchup against the Packers didn't do the young QB many favors either. Purdy made multiple turnover-worthy throws and struggled to operate Kyle Shanahan's normally efficient offense. But we have to be fair to Purdy. Despite a poor showing through the air, the quarterback kept firing in heavy rain. He never faltered. He orchestrated multiple crucial scoring drives and came up big during the team's biggest drive of the season, helping the Niners go to the NFC title game. But it wasn't a dominant performance that many had expected. But not everyone can be elite every time they step onto the field. There are going to be those down days. And when your franchise quarterback can overcome those struggles and rally his team to victory, that tells you a whole lot about the longevity of this young quarterback. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get started. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM, and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Thanks so much for being here. In case you missed it at the top of the show, I told you about our new partner, Circus Sports. I'm inside what is now the Circus Sports Studio. It's the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, now available in Iowa. The Circus Sports app is sports betting the way it should be. If you missed any of all the information I gave, just go to the start of the podcast and you'll get the lowdown on Circus Sports. Bet anywhere in Iowa, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and best-in-class customer service. Download your new bookie today. You can go to circussports.com, download the Circus Sports Iowa app on your iPhone or Android in your app store. And if you or someone you may know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-238-7633. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Sports Network for joining today's show. Cyclone Coach's Corner with John coming up at 6:30 until 8. Keep it tuned right here for that. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.